This is Charlottesville Tomorrow, an advocate for our future today. Charlottesville Tomorrow is a nonpartisan community organization working on land use, transportation, and community design issues. Visit us on the web at seavilletomorrow.org.
On April 12, 2007, Democrat Holly Edwards announced her bid for a seat on Charlottesville City Council. The elections are being held in November 2007. Holly Edwards is a nurse and 16-year resident of the city. She said her professional and volunteer experience in the community, working with residents one-on-one to connect them with resources and essential services, has prepared her to work at the next level, setting policy as a city councilor. She is currently the program coordinator of the Public Housing Association of Residents. Holly Edwards is 47 years old, married, and has four daughters. This recording by Charlottesville Tomorrow includes Ms. Edwards' announcement speech delivered at the Crescent Halls Apartments in Charlottesville. We begin with an introduction by City Councilor Kendra Hamilton, who is not running for re-election.
And I'm going to get on with the introduction. I am here today. I'm Kendra Hamilton, and I am your current serving city councilor, who is actually a retiring city councilor as of December 31, 2007. And I'm here today to introduce someone to whom it's been a privilege to get to know and whom I'm very proud to call a friend, and that is Holly Edwards. Holly is somebody that I knew for many years in Charlottesville in that way that you know people in small towns where you're generally the same age and the same generation. You have friends in common and you have a kind of, you know, general warm regard for each other. But we didn't get to know each other well until I got elected to city council. And the very first thing that happened after that group of us was sworn in, it was like that very weekend, was a police shooting at Friendship Court. Now that, as you may recall, was a terrible situation. A large segment of the community had witnessed the struggle and heard the shots. People were traumatized. They felt the police had used excessive force. They felt victimized. And that single incident was the thing that propelled me into the heart of an entirely new Charlottesville, the Charlottesville of the working poor, people who work hard every day, some of them at two or three minimum wage or low wage jobs, for whom an everyday mishap will loom like a disaster because they don't have the resources that so many of us take completely for granted. Now, I thought I knew Charlottesville. I had been living here for about 12 years at that time, but Holly became one of my teachers. She invited me to the women's luncheon gathering sponsored by the West Haven Clinic, and that was where I learned how many of my assumptions and concepts were just plain wrong. She taught me what a privileged little buffy I was, and she did it very kindly and very gently. And that's her way. She taught me how to listen, and she taught me how to learn from listening and not simply jump to impose my middle-class values and middle-class solutions on people who hadn't had my privileges. When I look at the challenges that are facing the city of Charlottesville, you know, as we move forward, they are going to be challenges of leadership. And there's one thing that I've learned about leadership, and that is that to be a good leader requires heart and it requires wisdom, because you have to be somebody whose mind is always opened and who will always be listening and learning. Holly is a person who has that heart and who has that wisdom. That's more than most elected officials can claim, and it's certainly what the city of Charlottesville needs. So please, I give you Holly Edwards.
I believe that my journey to this moment is a natural consequence of the events and my involvement in the community since I arrived in Charlottesville 16 years ago. One event that stands out is an opportunity to speak to UVA students about volunteering at the West Haven community. Included on the panel was parish nurse Cora Johnson and my friend Dave Norris. Dave shared the story of a man walking along a stream and seeing a baby in the water and reaching down and saving the baby. As more babies came flowing down the stream, he elicited the help of others, and one by one, they were able to save the babies. Another man came along and looked at what was being accomplished and said, "This is a noble thing that you're doing, but why don't you go upstream and find out where the babies are coming from in the first place? I have been along the stream of Charlottesville, and one by one, I have taken people to the food bank, provided transportation to doctor's appointments, made arrangements to get prescriptions filled, encouraged people to maintain a steady job. I have one by one connected resources so rent can get paid, served food for the homeless, coordinated health fairs, held hands, wiped tears, and maintained my motto of meeting people where they are. But now, it's time for me to go upstream, to explore the systemic issues that foster the struggle to find an affordable place to live. It's time to go upstream and find out how sustainable jobs can be created. And it's time to go upstream to promote the health and wellness for all of the citizens of Charlottesville. As a parish nurse, I learned the importance of a holistic approach to care, emphasizing the relationship between mind, body, and spirit. It's that same approach to care that I will apply to the issues to which I am concerned. A holistic approach recognizes the relationship between inadequate housing options and inadequate income, the relationship between low levels of education and underemployment, the relationship between affordable housing and unaffordable taxes, the relationship between transportation and the impact on the environment. It's time for me to go upstream. There is a time for everything, and everything on earth has its special season. This is my season, and I invite you to join me in my journey, and I ask for your support at the Democratic Nominating Convention on June 2nd. Thank you.